Welcome back to the mix, everyone. I'm Warren. That's Alardo.
Hi.
And today we have the the year, the 2023 finale, our last episode of the year, and it is a packed one. Yeah, it's an extravaganza. It's a packed one. It's a hullabaloo. We have. wait. Let me. We have two episodes worth of content in this one episode, so we're gonna be here for like possibly 2 hours.
I didn't eat three episodes worth.
Yeah, could be three episodes worth. But the thing is, I didn't eat dinner, and Alardo has to poop. Oh, he's been holding it for like an hour. Yeah. So
I totally forgot, but now
I brought it up. I feel it again. It's okay. I'm feeling hunger, so we'll
we're
suffer
like on the opposite
together.
Ends.
Yeah. Yours is the cycle of life. Anyway, so on the slate today, this is episode 78. 78. That's a lot of episodes. It's a lot of episodes. But so we have The Marvels, Next Goal Wins, Wish, which is the Disney movie, Napoleon, Loki, season two of Loki, specifically, and then the new Trolls movie. I don't know the actual name for it. Do you know?
Trolls Band Together. That's a good title.
Wow. Trolls Band Together. The Killer and Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. Yeah, I knew that one. But anyway. I do know why I knew that. They referenced them kind of a lot in the movie. But anyway, that's the slate today. I figure we start off with The Marvels because I just watched it recently. Actually, today, in fact. So let's start there. What are your thoughts here?
Here's my first note, because that was like the first thing I watched for this, and that was like weeks ago. I put decent. I like the three main characters. It's a nice, fun little movie.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good description of it. It was a nice little, you know, that's the thing about Marvel. We keep saying this. They're turning into TV episodes for me. Like, oh, that was a cool episode. Like, I didn't watch Miss Marvel too, so it was cool to see her for the first time.
Oh yeah, that was really interesting.
I like her as a character. She's funny.
Yeah, she's really good. I knew from that show alone, she was able to like stand like, what was the word? Like, she's able to keep up with like Brie Larson and Tijoana Paris, which is I forgot her name in the movie. Rambo. I know her last name's Rambo. I forgot her first name. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, what did you think? They did like a little recap. Did you notice that in the beginning?
Oh yeah, they did. Yeah.
Like it was really like a TV episode to me, and I was like, it was good because like I did not remember shit from Captain Marvel, but
I know. And there's like you gotta know stuff from WandaVision too, and then Miss Marvel.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting for a movie. But I guess if you're watching for this long, like this, if you're starting, this would never be like your first Marvel movie, right? Probably so.
Yeah, at this point.
Yeah, it's we're too deep. But I guess for the story overall, what did you think?
The story overall, I mean, I like that it was still trying to like tell the story about these three characters together. And then it's still focused on like their characters. It's trying to set it. It is trying to set stuff up, but like not till the end. Like it's still trying to be its own story. So I appreciated that. So one thing I say this all the time about Marvel, where like they try to do these story things, but it's still a Marvel movie, right? They still have to have good action, and they need to keep things like kind of like moving along. But I felt like it was good in the movie, the relationship between Carol and was it Monica, right?
Monica.
Yeah, okay, the mom's Maria. But yeah, that relationship where like she like ditched them, pretty much abandoned them. I thought that was really interesting, but it got resolved like way too quickly. But again, that's how Marvel is. For me personally, I like it when it's like we take our time, they slowly bond. And, yeah. But you know, they did as much as they could there, so I thought it was all right. And then at the end, you know, what happens happens anyway, so it's like, bruh, you know. But yeah.
Yeah. What did you? Okay, so we watched Secret Invasion. We reviewed Secret Invasion. Oh. Yeah. But it didn't have anything to do with anything. Nothing. Nick Fury was just there. He was just there. Wasn't he with his wife at the end of the thing?
I know, and she's not even in here. Like,
so what was that? I don't know. I feel like they're no doing Nick Fury. Yeah, they're doing him dirty as a character, I feel.
He did feel different in this movie, though. He got to be more like, well, he is. They made him act in the vibe of the movie, which is like more like fun, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
Interesting, but yeah,
what did you think of the whole like cat thing?
Little Flurkins. Okay, yeah, I was just I put that in my notes here too. I like that the movie tried to like have like it tried not different, but like I tried to have like fun and unique stuff, like the musical planet, and then yeah, this everything with the Flurkins was interesting too, I thought.
Oh wait, you cut out for me. The musical planet. Yeah, no, and what
I saw it froze. Like, I like that they're trying to do like interesting, like unique stuff. Like, it's something you'd see in like cartoons where it's like the musical planet and then the Flurkins. Like, the whole thing with the Flurkins was like, I thought it was. I know it's ridiculous, but I kind of liked that. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I kind of liked it too, actually. And I did like the singing planet part. I thought it was a interesting, different little planet there. That's the cool part about their universe too. Like, there's all these different planets. Like, they can go anywhere in space and make up anything now because it's so expanded.
What did you think about their whole like entanglement? That's what you called it. Well, that's what the movie called it.
Oh yeah. I thought it was fine. But wait. They didn't keep it at the end, right? It was kind of But it was cool to see them kind of like learn how to use it, I guess.
Yeah, I thought that last fight scene with the you know, the main boss, the main villain, and then they're all like pretty like good with it already. I thought that was pretty cool.
Dude, but how that fight scene ended though, I was like, Oh my god. Also, I guess the plot, I guess.
Yeah. I also like that little like there's like a little story beat where like it's like all fixed. Oh, spoilers, dude, but it was gonna get fixed. And then Carol's like, she's like, you know, like she's kind of like, oh, like, you know, she's already like, oh, she like kind of misses it. But I remember seeing that. I don't know if you caught it, but yeah, I was like, okay, that's kind of like, that's nice.
I don't remember, but
I remember seeing. Yeah, I don't remember exactly when it happened, but I was like, oh yeah, cool. Shows that she's like, you know, learning to work with other people, I guess.
Yeah. So let's talk about the ending without spoiling it, trying to anyway. The setup.
I feel like everybody knows already. Let's just do it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, what did you think?
I thought it was cool, actually. You know, like, people are like, I feel like they're forced to because everybody's like, where are we going? What's the direction here? So they're like, all right, let's do something then. We'll do something then. And then that's what they did.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. Like, I don't know how they can recreate that first Avengers feel, you know? Like, I'm just like, cool, I guess.
If I was, I don't know, I wouldn't know either.
Yeah.
Gotta make movies, guys.
Yeah. Might just be that they peaked, and now, you know, that's it. You do what you can.
I mean, that's
how
comics are, though. Like, if we're going back to like the original source, comics, like, they just keep making them, regardless of like what if
that's
it's
true
or not, and they just keep making them.
That's
it's
true.
It's just stuff because you know these are more expensive, way more expensive, but
they're really expensive comics.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good way to think about it. Damn. Okay. Well, what would you give this out of 5?
It's a solid 3. That's like the Marvel score right there. I give all things a 3.
They're all, I feel like every single one we just gave a 3, like for the past year or two.
Mm-hmm. Other than like probably Guardians, but yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. But I'm with you. It's a 3. Yeah.
I wrote
it's okay.
I had a theory, I mean, good thing I remembered it. So you know how at the end of Ant-Man they showed like three different like the there's a they showed all the Kangs, like all these Kangs, right?
Right.
But then there are three main ones, right? There's like and they're like we got us like yeah. They're like I don't know what the hell they said, but there's like three main ones. So I think they're setting up three main teams, like three different teams, and those three teams are each going to fight a different like the three main Kangs. So I think it's going to be like there's going to be a new Avengers team led by Anthony Mackie and there's going to be the Young Avengers team. But they're probably gonna get some help because I don't know how they're gonna take their own Kang. And there's gonna be the Halloween team. Or I call it the Halloween team. It's called the Midnight Suns. But that's like the if we you know, remember seeing Werewolf by Night, and then they're gonna have Blade. So like all like the what would you call that? Like the creature like. That's why I said Halloween because like the best way for me to describe it.
Yeah, the creature characters.
Yeah, and I think I put Doctor Strange in there too because he's kind of like dealing with all that too.
Oh, true. I feel like the Young Avengers.
His own team too.
The Young Avengers, they're going to get a nerfed Kang. They're going to nerf Kang, the Kang that they're fighting.
Yeah.
Hella nerf.
Or they could get Tom Holland so he can lead his own team. That would be cool.
Oh, true. Wait, is he not leading the Young Avengers? The Avengers?
I mean, I don't see why. Like, he doesn't have to, you know, he's I don't know.
He's certified.
He's in the real Avengers, you know?
Yeah. You're right.
real Avengers, but...
yeah. Okay, I don't know, we'll see. I like it, though, I like it.
But I think that's my theory. Maybe not, but...
Okay, I see it. I see the vision.
And then they're all gonna lose anyway, though, so then, you know, Toby and Hugh Jackman are gonna come save the day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Because... Yeah. I don't know. I guess we'll see. So, are all the X-Men just coming back? Is that confirmed or?
Well, Deadpool 3 is happening. So.
Yeah, I forgot. Like, okay. Kind of interesting.
Hugh Jackman's already back. Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, we'll see what happens. I guess in the next comic / TV episode. All right, we can move on then to the Taika Waititi soccer movie. Next goal wins. Oh, I think I lost Alardo.
Or should we do Loki?
Alardo, you're back. What'd you say?
I'm back.
Oh, you want to do Loki?
Should we do Loki?
Maybe? All right, let's do Loki.
Let's
stay on Marvel.
All right.
Yeah. All right, tell me about Loki.
Okay. I thought, okay, here are my notes, because I was like, actually, that was the very first, that was even before the Marvels, that was the first one. I thought the story, I don't even remember season one, but I remember, like, I was like, oh, it was pretty good. I feel like this was, like, either about the same level or, like, a little bit higher, but I thought the episodes themselves were, like each episode was like, okay, yeah, we're, like, the pace was good, I think is what I'm trying to say. The pace was good overall. The story moved pretty nicely. And I like how... Like, Loki got kind of overpowered at the end. I kind of like that, because, like...
Super overpowered.
Yeah, these are supposed to be, like, you know, like, gods, right? Like, they're like, saying that in the show, but, like, yeah, like... I was literally seeing, like, a legend, like, a myth in front of my eyes, you know? So I thought that was pretty cool. But, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to think. I kind of watched this like a while back too, so I'm trying to like pull my notes. But I thought it was good overall. I liked that he. Well, that's kind of spoiler. But the ending where he's kind of just, I guess he's just sitting there. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's cool. He had a really cool moment walking up to it and doing the whole
thingy. Dramatic.
It was very dramatic. Some might say over dramatic. but it was cool, you know. I get it, like his whole story arc came to an end in a really nice way of him, like, oh, the whole thing is that he wants to get a throne that's ever since the beginning, and he got one. End of story.
I like how that last episode, it just like completely changed from the rest of the show. Like, it became its own like thing at that point in the last episode, where it's just like we're watching him, I don't know, like, they said, like, centuries past even, right? Just for him to, like, learn everything.
Yeah, he went through it, like...
How different of a show it became at the end.
Yeah, because he went through that situation, like, thousands or whatever, centuries worth of times. I was like, damn, That's crazy, but it makes sense. I liked it.
Yeah. If anything, too, though, the acting is like really good, especially Tom Hiddleston. Like,
he for sure, he's really good. The show. Yeah. And I like the way in general that they just play with time in the show. I don't know. I feel like I haven't seen anything like that before, so I think that's really cool.
Again, the Loki and Sylvie relationship. I feel like that was like always the weakest part, even though I feel like it should be strong. Like, it's so easy to do, but I don't know. I feel like maybe it's because it just takes a backseat from everything else. That's probably what it is. And then even towards the end of the season, it kind of dies out too.
Yeah.
That's just me personally.
But yeah. Yeah. One of the, I wrote down a line. I texted this to you too when he said, I'm just going to sit here and let time pass. And I was like, that's a bar. But yeah, so overall, I guess. We should talk about Owen Wilson. What's his character's name?
Whole thing, Mobius.
Yes, Mobius. What did you think of his arc and ending and all that?
Like, I guess that was the best they could do because they can't just have him be there. Like, they have to give him some sort of arc, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like that is the best that they probably could have had. Like, the most realistic one. Especially with, like, what happens in the end anyway, with Loki doing what he does.
Yeah, it did feel like a little, I guess, unsatisfying in a way for me. I was like, I feel like they could have just kept using him maybe, like, in something else, no?
Yeah.
Because his whole thing was like he's dedicated to
the TVA,
to the TVA, to this job, and he doesn't care about. And then it kind of felt almost 180, where he's like, kind of completely, and it was like I'll take it, I guess, but I don't know, it wasn't perfect, I guess I'll say.
Yeah.
But I liked Owen Wilson a lot. I liked his character. I feel. Like, it would have been good to see him in other things, almost, like, outside the TVA. But I get it.
I'm going to say my piece about the Disney Plus shows.
Yeah, go for it.
No, yeah. I feel like, still yet, you could totally ignore the Disney Plus shows, and you'd still, and just, if you're a movie only, like, you're not missing out on anything. Like, the only thing you get out of watching the TV show is being like, oh, like, you get some stuff. Like you don't. It's not like you know. I don't know what I'm trying to say. It's just like you get like, oh, okay, well, that's cool. You're like, you get little side stories, almost. If you just like a movie only guy, you're like not missing anything at all. Like, even if you skip this season of Loki, even everybody else in the universe is like, only the TVA knows what Loki did, you know? And then like everybody else in the universe is just going along with their lives. They don't give a shit about what, like, this huge sacrifice that Loki did for them. And it's like, bro, like,
it's so, hard to so feel that like, cheap. Yeah, it cheapens it for you. Sorry, continue.
Yeah, yeah. Because like everybody is saying, like, the show is so good, the show is so good, but it's like it's hard to feel that way when it's like the stakes should have felt like so huge. Like, I should almost see everybody like feeling the stakes, but it's just
it's still
contained in this one show, though. Like, I don't feel it happening to the universe.
Mm-hmm. No, I get it. Yeah, for sure.
And all the shows are like that too. Like, to bring it back to my bigger points, all the shows are like that. Like you're saying, Secret Invasion. There's just one talk about, oh, it's the Kree. What was it, the Kree Skrull peace talks? I'm gonna go to space to deal with that, and then.
Yeah, and I mean, I get that they're doing it on purpose. So like, you'll watch the movie even if you don't have Disney Plus or whatever. Yeah. But that doesn't. Like, it's besides the point where it still cheapens and makes the stakes harder to follow. Or not harder to follow, harder to, like, fully believe in, I guess. But, yeah, okay, so for Loki, what would you give it out of 5?
Okay. I think it could be a 4, but I don't say 3. Because I don't think I'd rewatch it, honestly.
I think I'll go... Oh, man. Yeah. No, I probably wouldn't rewatch it.
It is one of the better ones too, though. Like with even.
Yeah, I did like it a lot. I'll go 3.5 because I could do half points. Because I was at a 4, but that's true. I don't think I would rewatch it. But it was really interesting, and I enjoyed it. So yeah, 3.5 is good. Cool. So let's move on. All right. Should we stay Disney and go to Wish here?
That's not a bad idea.
Could have. All right. Let's do Wish. Because I watched that pretty recently too. So tell me what your thoughts are on Wish.
My first note here just says all right. If you can see that.
It's right there. All right. Yep.
And then after that, that's it really. I just went straight to like the main lead actress has a really good voice, which she does.
She does. She's
built for like a Disney princess movie. That's the thing. She wasn't a princess, but overall, I thought it was just like any other Disney movie before their like Tangled era.
That's the thing. I feel like they're trying to make it like a classic Disney movie, but it just feels
like that, like, but not in a good way.
Yeah, like it's an imposter.
Yeah,
they're trying to make a classic, but it was not a classic, bro. I think because the story usually in these classic Disney movies, the story is really good. Like at the core, it's just good storytelling. I don't think this was a great story, like overall, you know.
Yeah. Also, just the music too is like the only song I liked is that Wish one, and then the one that, and it's the same one that they use at the end again too.
That's yeah, the only they're song not that, as catchy. Yeah. Like, there's no Let It Go, you know.
Yeah.
But. Going back to the story, like my main, I texted you when this happened too, because I was literally memeing. I was like, no way they break out into song here, but they actually did. When Chris Pine was about to win, I was like, there's no way, like, it's lost already. And then they just sing, and because they sang, stuff came out of their chest and they won. That's literally what happened. Power of friendship, I guess. But, like, come on, bro. Like, I get it's a kids' movie, but you gotta give me better than that if you're trying to make a Disney classic, you know?
Mm-hmm. See, my whole thing is, because that was the movie's explanation is that the town, you know, their wishes are very powerful and whatnot. But so that's my thing, though. Like, if they're gonna do that angle, I feel like we shouldn't have had a main character, like, just one main character. That's Asha. That's her name, right? Asha.
Yeah.
I feel like we should have seen, several people in the town and not just her, you know? Like, we should have, if the whole thing was that this town's going to go against this king, then we should have seen the whole town. Like what's an example I can think of? I don't know. We just need to see more characters, I guess. Not just, like, this one girl and her friends. We need to see, everybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just a Disney movie, so it's like...
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if I'm asking too much, but I feel like, you know, comparing to Disney's older work, I feel like it's not too much to ask what I'm saying. But, yeah, I mean, despite all that, like, it was still an enjoyable watch, I'd say, for, you know, what it is.
Yeah, it's not boring, you know? It's just.
Yeah, I wasn't bored or anything. Yeah, it just could have been better. But what would you give it out of 5?
Oh, that was quick.
I mean, unless you have more notes. If you have more notes, go ahead. But I said my piece.
I feel like the music usually like moves the story in some way, or like it's telling something about the character.
Oh, like, yeah.
The character's thoughts, because that's the point of like musical most of the time. But like this movie didn't really do that for a lot of it. It's just like a happy, fun. We're gonna sing now.
Just like we're gonna sing now. Yeah. That's a good distinction, but I generally, as any of our listeners know, hate musicals and song breaks like that in general, even if they do have a purpose. So, these ones were not my favorite either.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, 3 for me.
3?
That's what we're doing. Yeah, 3.
I'm going 2 because the ending, I can't give it a 3, bro. Like,
wow.
Not with that climax, bro. I gotta go too.
Speak of the devil. This movie is getting destroyed because it's saying people. Somebody spread some misinformation that it's like, oh, this movie's trying to set up and connect all of Disney's movies. Did you catch that?
Huh? No.
I know. So, like, the goat at the end, Valentino, is saying, like, oh, I'm going to start a utopia. So that's, like, referencing Zootopia. And they did that a lot throughout the movie where, like, they're, like, referencing their other movies.
Yeah.
And somebody on Twitter was like, oh, they're trying to make their own cinematic, Disney cinematic universe. I'm just like, bruh, like... No, they're just making like stupid Easter eggs. Like, what are you guys trying to do? But yeah, anyway, I thought that was really dumb. So that
happened. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Well, that's it for Wish. I guess if you have kids, then it's a nice little watch. Yeah, we'll leave it there. Okay. Now let's go to next goal wins, because that's most fresh on my mind.
Or go to Trolls.
I want to save Trolls for later. I'm trying to end on with the more exciting ones, which actually, okay. Surprisingly, I found it to be one of the more exciting ones on the slate.
Nice.
Okay, let's go with next goal wins.
Yeah, next goal wins.
Taika Waititi's soccer movie. Yep. Go ahead.
Very good, very fun sports movie. That's what I remember. No, but okay, no, yeah. I remember, so I went to the theater, and I'd expect it to be, it was, like, full. I didn't expect this movie to be full, you know? And of course, it's all locals. I think that's what it was, because the movie is, like, about Samoans, yeah, so I think that's no, but, like, there's a lot of good laughs in this movie. It's kind of like a laugh-a-minute kind of movie.
It's really funny, yeah.
It's been a long time since I've seen a movie like that in theaters, or like we're all just laughing together. It's, I don't mean to be pretentious at all, but like, you know, that's the way we go to the movies. Like, it's such a healing experience. Laughing at a movie with everybody. And it's so good. And it's actually a really good audience movie, too. Like, there are parts where it's like you can tell, like, the audience is just going to cheer. And well, the movie sets it up that way. Like, the whole point of the movie is, you know, like, what happens at the end. And then, you know, like, my whole theater was, like, cheering, you know.
Damn.
Yeah, it was a really good audience movie. But yeah, it's really funny. And I was so surprised to see, like, people, like, they don't like this movie. Like, did you see Rotten Tomatoes score? It's like 41% or something like
really?
That.
Really? Why don't they like it?
I went on Twitter to see what everybody's saying. They're all just talking crap about it, or nobody, like, watched it at all. Like, it didn't really make money at all either.
But what?
It was really funny. Like, it was just a Taika Waititi movie. Like, nothing changed, you know?
Yeah, what's wrong with it? What's the criticism?
I don't know. Yeah. Jojo Rabbit or like any of his other movies, the same type of comedy. So I don't get like what's the difference. But yeah, it's really funny. Like if there's anything to hate or like not like, I guess it's the story. But like it's like we said before about sports movies, the story is always gonna be the same. Like what's gonna make it different is the characters. Which yeah, the characters are pretty like interesting in this movie, and the director and the writer, which is tight. So he pretty much just made his own sports movie, like in the style of his. The way he directs.
Yeah, I feel like sports movies in general get a bad rap from critics.
Yeah.
Because like, yeah. I feel like every sports movie that, even if it's like loved in the general like sports community, like the reviews are generally like pretty bad, I'd say. Mm-hmm. that I've seen anyway. But yeah, honestly, I love the movie too. I thought, you know, I love a good sports movie. Yeah, I love a good sports movie, and this one was really funny. It had a great arc. Michael Fassbender... Big fan of him, especially after this slate of movies.
Oh, yeah.
Much bigger fan of Michael Fassbender.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome.
All the actors were really good. Like trying to be funny. Like, comedy is not easy, and they're really funny. Especially the main, the guy who, he's not the coach, right? He owns the team. Yeah, no, he's the owner of the team, yeah, the main guy.
Yeah, yeah, the one with all the jobs.
So funny. Oh, my gosh, he had the face. Oh, yeah, no, he had all the jobs.
Yeah. yeah, but that's his like style of humor, you know, like Taika Waititi. Yeah. Like I it's just funny to me anyway. But
I also really like that too. Like Michael Fassbender's character is supposed to be like, bless you. His character is supposed to be like the straight man, but like towards the end of the movie, he becomes more and more like a Taika Waititi character. Where he gets more like kind of goofy too towards the end.
Yeah,
that was really nice.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to read like the poor reviews here. Yeah.
Also, it's just the cool thing to hate him right now, because
really,
Love and Thunder. Love and Thunder.
Oh,
remember that movie,
man. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Damn, lazy script. I didn't think it was lazy.
Thanks. I mean, it's just like I feel like that's just a sports movie thing, because like. every sports movie has the same beats.
Yeah, because that's what sports is. Yeah. It's structured. There's a sport that has a specific ending, and obviously it has to be a good ending.
Even
because
that, though, there's that beginning scene where, like, they're firing him, right? But then they has to go. They're going through, like, the five stages of grief. I thought that was really, like, interesting writing, though, like, to be honest. Like, that's a way to, like, you know, sure, it's on the nose, but it's, like, funny. Like, they're doing it in a funny way.
Yeah. Damn, yeah. This one says, Taika's over the top, although funny when strikes properly, humor belittles an otherwise motivational tale.
All right. Okay, that's the thing, too. I really like that. It's technically a twist because you don't really know it until Michael Fassbender's character says it. I like that twist a lot. It was really good.
I feel like it would be worse if it was, like, super self-serious and trying to just be, like, motivational and inspiring. Like, it's been done a million times in sports movies, you know? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I don't know. I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it a lot, too.
I don't know. What would you give it out of 5?
It's a solid 4. Actually... Like, towards the end of the movie, I was like, oh, this is a 5. Just because, like, the way my audience is reacting is just, like, it's so, like, really awesome. But, again, it is following that sports formula. And, like, once it... Because it starts with him, he's like, this grumpy white man. And then, he's, like, trying not to get along. Like, yeah, he's, like, you know, what's the word? Checked out. He's like, why am I doing this? But once it starts getting going, he gets going. And then, it's, like, he starts, like, they start winning him over. Then that's when it's, like, after that, it's, like... That's all 5-star stuff, like, after the first 30 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was really funny. I liked the general structure of the story. It was a cool story. I think it was a story worth telling for sure. I think that was my first soccer sports movie, too. So.
Oh, shoot.
I'm not a soccer guy.
That was really
good
setup at the start, too. Showing, like, that, like, describes the whole movie, like, the soccer team losing at the start and, like, they can't get a goal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was really Even the scene where he's getting fired, I thought was, like, really good. with the 5 stages of grief and stuff. But, yeah, I would say I'll give this a – what did you go? You said 4?
A 4. But then, like, after the first 30 minutes, it's, like, that's all, like, 5-star stuff to me. Just the way everything builds up on each other.
I think I'm going to go 4, too. I enjoyed it. It was a good movie. I would watch it again.
I mean, I get it's no Jojo Rabbit, but, like,
yeah,
it's still a Taika Waititi movie. I think that's what people are expecting. They were expecting, like, a Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah, it's not really that type of, like, I don't know. Sports movies are just different, bro. Like,
yeah,
I think he did a good job with it. Okay, cool. We can move on then. Let's do Napoleon.
Yeah, that's the one with the least amount of notes.
Okay, perfect. let's do Napoleon. What do you got?
I also put just all right for the first one. All right. And after that, the action scenes when they had the action scenes, they're really, like, epic and crazy and awesome. Mm. But I feel like after that very first one, it leaves such a good impression that, like, the ones after, I feel like, never lived up to that first one. With the, like, they had to, like, climb up the walls, and then it was, like, a medieval thing almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, after that fight, it was, like, damn. They didn't really live up back to... But all the fight scenes are pretty cool overall, though. Here, I don't remember it, but I put the music was very good. Actually, but it was, though. I remember, like, the music being, like, oh, shoot. Like, it, like, matched the scenes that they were in.
It didn't stick out to me, but could be, no, if you had more notes, go ahead.
Okay. Oh yeah, I talked about that with you, like, Joaquin is just, like, playing these losers, man. Like, what, like,
yeah, what I was gonna bring that
what
up.
A resume, what a filmography, this guy.
He just if you need a loser,
he plays it well. He plays it well, so.
Yeah, you just call up Joaquin Phoenix and you play some type of loser or weirdo. Like,
I thought that was interesting that the movie played it that way, where it's like, this guy is a freaking weirdo. He's good on the battlefield, but everywhere else in his life he's kind of a
yeah That's kind of like how he was. Or I don't know. I'm assuming that's kind of before the movie. That was my perception of him too, right? Because wasn't he like short and kind of weird and kind of messed up in a lot of ways? So it was cool to see like the little ways that they portrayed that. Yeah.
And then I guess the main point here is that I put was I don't know what I was supposed to take away from it. That's what I put.
Oh yeah.
He was interesting. Yeah, it was kind of just like individual, but other than that, I don't know. That's exactly my words here on these notes.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's good notes. Because I didn't exactly know why I left unfulfilled, but that kind of sums it up. Like, it's kind of just, it just ends, and it's kind of like, okay.
Like, that was his life. Yeah, cool. I watched it, I guess.
Yeah. I get, yeah. There's no.
Yeah, what'd you think of the whole thing between him and his lady?
It was interesting, I guess. They're both kind of weird.
Yeah.
There was a lot of. The whole, like, birth thing, like, who can't have kids?
Oh, yeah, no, the movie actually had, like, humor. And I think it was intended, like.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Like,
yeah.
It was pretty funny. I hope it was intended. Man, yeah, I'm trying to find more of my notes. It was cool to see, I guess, more insight on this real person's life.
Yeah.
Because even the it was cool to see, like, the part where he debated them, and then they went out on the ice, and then they won the... That was cool. That was a cool part. That was probably the highlight of the movie for me, because I was like, oh, he got him. like, peak battle tactics.
It's a really well-made movie, for sure.
Yeah. But yeah, like you said, bigger takeaway. It was just kind of interesting historically.
I mean, props to Apple TV, because they're just, like, letting these filmmakers make movies, man.
True, true. I'm glad it was made.
Yeah.
But what would you give it out of 5?
It's a solid 3.
Yeah. It's a solid 3 for me, too.
And we're just handing those out today. Well,
we're just handing out 3s.
Like the only 4.
Yeah.
So far.
So far. We're still heating up a little bit. We got some bangers left. Okay, so I have... Should we do the killers? The killer?
Yeah, the killer.
Okay, let's do The Killer, which is the other Michael Fassbender movie. It's on Netflix. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, he was very good, I thought. So I played the Hitman games. Do you know those games?
Yeah, I do know those games.
Yeah,
I haven't played one, but I played.
Are literally just this movie where you're put in a level, and there you have a target, you have to go kill him, and the game makes it so, like, you can kill him in, like, several ways. And this movie, they tried making Hitman movies, and they were not very good. But this movie was if they made this a Hitman movie, it'd be like, yeah, that's like how the game is. So that's all I was thinking about. I was like, oh, this is, like, I'd do that. If this is the game, like, I'd do that. It was so good. But the first, like, opening part, like, that first mission, I guess, was really good. That was a good opener to the movie.
I agree. It seems like a lot of, like, talking and stuff, but... I don't know. Something about it just kept me
engaged. The director's style. David Fincher, like, what else did he do? Like, Fight Club? Like, Fight Club is kind of, like, the way that opening was. Gone Girl? Definitely Gone Girl. Like you can tell. Like, yeah, same guy. No, yeah.
Just the voiceovers and the information that he's giving, it just keeps you going, too. And it gave a lot of insight on the character, which was
cool. No, yeah, that's why I said it's, like, a good Hitman movie. A lot of it is not just, like, the action. Like, the way he, like, plans everything out, and, like, you see him, like, execute the plans, or, like, he, like, prepares a lot, too. Like, I'm like, oh, that's just, like, the game, you know? Like, it's not just killing or, like, assassinating. You really have to, like, think first before you do all that stuff.
Yeah. What did you think of his whole, like, trying to be, like, cold and all that? Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they had to give him some sort of... They had to give him some sort of, like, arc, I guess. Mm. If they just played it straight the whole time where he's always like that, then it'd be kind of tough, I think. Because then we'd just be watching a bunch of kills, I guess.
Mm. True. Yeah. And then I also liked how they kind of sprinkled in like how it would be for a modern killer. Like he's ordering shit on
Oh, yeah,
Amazon. He's
yeah.
like logging in through an iPad at the gym and stuff.
Yeah.
And he like literally goes in through the escape one time, or the automatic gate, or whatever you want to
Yeah,
call
yeah,
it.
yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know, kind of scary, I
I know.
guess.
Yeah.
Unsettling in a way. But I thought that was portrayed really well.
I put here, I like how, no,
Okay.
yeah, like the mood, there's no story really. Like, we know what drives him. But, like, overall, the movie's just like a series of kills. Like, I like that. Again, that's like Hitman right there.
Yeah. And then at the end, what'd you think of the ending?
So, like, the guy that he talks with? That part?
That part, and then the
And then the
after.
actual ending? Okay, no, yeah,
Yeah.
okay, I'll get into that. Okay, so yeah, it is a bunch of kills, but the people that he's killing, a lot of the times they're like talking, right? Like they're trying to talk him out of it. I like that a lot of the time there's well, okay, the I like that he I'm gonna spoil it. Can I spoil it?
Yeah, go, go, go.
I like that he lets him go because he just like the way he like says it is like, oh, it's, you know, it's nothing personal. It's just, you know, I just made a mistake. Like it's like just
Yeah.
straight and cold like that. And that's what gets him to like not kill it. Oh, okay. Because like that's how he thinks. He's just straight and cold like that. But everybody else
Yeah.
actually like tries to talk him out of it. Like the lady at the restaurant, she's like, oh, I'm just like you just
Tilda
like doing this, yeah.
Swinton.
But then that didn't get him to stop. Yeah, that didn't get them to stop because he's just like, oh, I don't care, I'm still gonna kill you. Like all these other people
Yeah.
that tried to like talk him out of it, like none of that worked. But then the thing that does work is like just being like straight, like,
Just
oh
being
no.
straight up.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
know. Like I like that a lot. Even the his boss, the handler, he tried talking you out of it. I forget what he was saying, but he was also like trying to talk him out of it too. But yeah, I thought that was really
Yeah.
interesting.
Tilda Swinton's whole part was,
Yeah.
I liked it. I don't know. She was really good.
Yeah, for like she li that was literally like one scene. Yeah.
Yeah, but she acted. That was acting.
Yeah.
Damn, and then the end when she was gonna,
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
can you help me up? That was funny. 'Cause I was like, oh man, she might have got my ass, you know? Like, but nope,
Oh,
he
that wasn't okay. I put all the things here, like intimidation. The handler tried to intimidate him. Like, oh, like I don't remember, but I put intimidation here. And then the cab driver, he's trying to find like the cab company, right? Like, because they use
Yeah.
the cab to
Oh,
attack
that's right.
theirs. And then the first cab driver, he like tried to be like. He's like begging, like that was like the only guy who's like begging, like, oh, please don't. And then of course that's not gonna change his fucking mind. But like, yeah, he tried like
Yeah.
through emotion. And then money, did somebody do money? I put money here. Somebody like to try to like pay him off or something, I don't know.
I don't remember.
But then for Tilda Swinton, I put like, oh, relatability, like she's trying to like relate to him to get him to stop. But then yeah, what stops him is just the cold hard facts.
Yeah, just be like, hey man, my bad. It was an accident.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to do nothing, bro. Like, I was
Yeah.
just told to do this, so I did it.
Yeah. Damn. I didn't think about it that way too. That's interesting. It's probably one of the best Netflix movies I've seen in a while, but what would you give
Yeah.
it out of
No,
five?
yeah, the first like opening is like a really good first impression, and the way that ends too, like that opening is so good. Anyway, yeah, it's a solid four.
Ooh, I I want to go 4.5. I kind
You
of
could.
do. I
It's a really
liked it
good
a
movie.
lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably watch it again too. Yeah, I'm committing. 4.5. It was a good movie. I really liked it.
I put here, he truly was the killer.
Yeah, he was.
Because he
He
didn't
was
have
the
a name.
killer, man.
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't have a name? I thought he did at
Yeah.
one point. Oh
Well,
no, he.
he
Oh,
kept
that was
using
a
fake
running joke
names.
with
Yeah, yeah,
the IDs. Man, yeah, and all the kills they kind of stood out too in their own, like
yeah.
the dog thing, him
Oh,
having to go into that
yeah.
house. Man, that was a
Again,
whole
that's like
thing.
Hitman. No, you do that in Hitman. Like, you can, like, grab a piece of meat, and you can syringe the meat and throw it. And then there's a guard dog, and yeah, you can get the guard dog too, so you can sneak past. That's like literally in the game. I was like,
wow.
Yeah.
Did he just steal from Hell? Hitman? I mean,
go for it. Like, it's like he made the perfect Hitman movie. Like, yeah.
Damn. That's interesting. I'm going to have to look it up after if people think, or if anyone else like made that connection or whatever. But yeah, definitely, if you have Netflix, I would highly recommend that movie. I think it was a really, yeah, really good watch.
It's pretty short, too. It's not even, it's barely 2 hours.
Yeah, it wasn't like a big, long, suffocating watch, which was really nice, especially when we had to watch this large slate of movies.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, enjoyed that. Highly recommend. Let's move on here. Let's do Trolls. Let's do Hunger Games last.
Yes,
let's
sir. Do
Trolls. Tell me, all right, this is, for the record, we would not be reviewing Trolls if Ilardo did not want us to review Trolls. So
Trolls.
Because in the past, I've not been they're okay. I mean, I wouldn't watch them if Ilardo didn't want me to watch them. They're okay, so though. Good, but though. Yeah, tell me why it's good.
I put best Trolls movie. First one.
Wow, that's fresh out the theater. That's a take.
I said best musical numbers, best story. Wow, I was fired up. Damn.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, here go. Real emotion with the family themes. I felt it and took it serious. Oh, no. Okay, yeah. So it was kind of cheesy that Poppy also had a long lost sibling.
Oh yeah,
but,
yeah.
But that whole like little part though, where she had a little small villain arc where she like wouldn't let them leave, and I was like, oh, you know, like this movie's trying to like do something, like say it's really trying to say something about like, you know, connecting with other people. Anyway, that's what I thought. I know it sounds like a fucking trying so hard to like make it sound like the best movie ever.
Yeah.
No, but for real though, like the the other Trolls movies were like kind of just like, you know, stupid. Or it's a fun dumb stupid, like a good stupid. But like I feel like this one had an actual story though. Like it was about getting the band back together and then, you know, getting their brother back. The other ones were just about like collecting the six strings and stopping the rock and roll trolls or trying not to get eaten by the Bergens. But this one's about like family. Like this one's actually about something. Is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. And I will agree. I think the music in this one was very catchy. Yeah. And I enjoyed it a lot.
I told you this before too, right? Like usually they just do like the cover of a song and it's like, okay, that's a fun cover. But like when they do like the medleys, I think every single part was like a medley if it wasn't an original song. Like that's how you do covers, is that you put a bunch of songs together.
Yeah. Okay, we need to, this has been bothering me. That thing I mentioned, I texted it to you. I was like, what the hell is this? What is the name for it? Do you remember?
Mr. Dinkles. Oh, no. Not Mr. Dinkles.
Wait, is that the worm? That's the worm, right?
That's the worm.
No, not him.
In this movie? Oh, shoot.
It's the random...
Oh, the Hustle Man.
Yes. What the hell was that?
I don't know. That wasn't in the past two movies.
I thought I was missing something from, like, before, but it was... I texted He's
obviously
you
the
were
way
like,
they, like... That's their warp speed, is the Hustle Man. He gets them, he makes them travel. I don't know, it's Trolls.
Sometimes, yeah, okay, that's, Trolls just be doing shit, and it's like, okay, I'm just supposed to go along with it. Like, it's such a fever dream sometimes.
I like that Branch was the main character this time around, too. I thought that was interesting.
Oh, really? I was kind of, like, on the fence about it, because Justin Timberlake... I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like he was stealing it, you know? I was like,
Yeah, that's true.
I thought Anna Kendrick was the main character in this universe. But, you know, it's cool. The story was good, though. I appreciated it. Let's see. What else is there to say about it? What did you think of the, I don't know, were they humans? The two long-leg people?
Oh, yeah. I don't think they're humans. They're just...
Things?
Yeah, things. What do you think of them? I like them, actually. Again, this is why... I don't mean to diss Puss in Boots or whatever, but again...
Oh, whoa, hey. Think about what you're about to say.
If you're going to make a movie, have a theme, and you have all the characters revolve around that theme, then it makes the movie better. Like, every single character in this movie like revolves around family somehow. Puss in Boots is about life and death, right? I said this before in that episode too. Not every single character like revolves around life and death, and I feel like that would have made the movie much better. But this movie did that. You heard it here first. Trolls 3 is better than Puss in Boots.
Don't say that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Okay. It's fine. No. Were you just okay? Well, back to the original question. I'm not gonna entertain this. But I mean, the human things were cool. Yeah, they were, you know, siblings.
Did you know that was Amy Schumer?
Really?
Yeah, I thought she did. I thought she was pretty good, actually. Like, that was like a good character for her.
Yeah, I didn't know it was her. The whole like the brother kind of like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like that they didn't do a thing where like the brother gets like redeemed and he's like, no, Velvet, blah, blah, blah. You know, they easily could have done that, but no, they're both like still kind of.
Yeah, they're like, you still gotta go to jail. Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's cool.
But yeah. But even that part with the hustle, even though it's crazy and weird, the hustle part, a lot of the animation, though, is, like, I think is, like, original creative. Even that one brother that's, like, a dad now and, like, his wife and then that whole world.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was really interesting because, like, I don't know. Was it still animation? Because, like, they were, like, I guess it was, but, like, they made it look like hand puppets. I thought that was cool.
Oh, I didn't notice that. But... you got me thinking about that chase scene before the hustle thing. I was really into it. It was a cool chase scene that was developing there, and then all of a sudden the hustle thing happened, and I was like, what happened there? And then they kind of did like a little sing off thing.
Yeah.
And then they hit the perfect harmony. Spoiler alert! Oh no, I spilled Trolls.
Hey, come on.
I think it was cool for what it is. Yeah.
I was explaining the plot of this movie to somebody, and they're like, "You made that up. That's not real."
I feel like that's every Trolls movie, though.
It kind of is every Trolls movie, yeah.
They just be like, say it, and make. They're like, pitching the movies must be.
They're like, that's crazy. Ridiculous. And they're like, wait,
yeah.
Like, what? Like, let's just do it though. Like just we're gonna watch our movie anyway. And they're like, okay, yeah.
if we put some. Nice medleys in between and have Justin Timberlake sing, they'll eat it up.
What if we get but, NSYNC back and animate?
Oh, that's movie. Right. That happened yeah. too. I forgot about that. So he was in two bands. And I was like, okay. What'd you think of that part?
I mean, it's a fun little thing for the gen. I don't know what generation that is. Whoops. Sorry.
Yeah, the older. I don't know. Not older, but NSYNC fans. Let's just
say
that.
There we go.
And like I was telling you, that did not feel like an ending to the Trolls.
I don't think they're
universe.
Ending this anytime soon. That's why, though.
Yeah, you were. What did you say? They could make 7 more of these.
That's Justin Timberlake. So that's what he said.
Oh
He's
my!
Like, I hope they make 7 Trolls movies. That I think that's the exact quote right there.
Wow.
They could.
Yeah, I mean. They're definitely making one more, at least.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'll be here for it, I guess.
And again, like, the singing is pretty good. Like, yeah, you know, we talk about the musical numbers, but, like, Anna Kendrick
yeah.
and Justin, like, they got good voices. So.
They do.
I like the grandma callback. That was really funny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's one thing that I still remember from the first movie is the grandma... Yeah. Okay.
Back to it. Yeah, that was really nice.
Yeah, that was good. This is one movie. The music actually makes it better. Like, if it didn't have music, I'd just be probably bored. So it's good that they sing and stuff. But out of 5, what's your rating?
Bro, it's a
4. Okay. Don't.
It's a 4. I saw one criticism where it's like they didn't really address how. The brothers did like really abandon Branch. Like they had that whole thing where like Branch is like, now I'm leaving you. And then he left.
Yeah.
And then they didn't really like address that again where it's like, they didn't apologize to him, you know, not really. They just like kind of made up cause they started singing their perfect family harmony.
Hmm. True.
But it's a Trolls movie. Come on. They love each other.
Wait, did you say 4 or 5?
A 4.
Okay. I'll go 3. I enjoyed it. It was a good movie.
You could give it a half or something.
Nah, bruh.
Do you remember the other Trolls movies?
Okay, I remember the one before this was like we watched completely that one. On drugs. Like what? I can't tell you anything that happened, but I remember being like, what the fuck did I just watch?
That's one thing I did like though. They got rid of like Poppy's supporting cast. James Corden's gone. Like all those like her friends are like not in the movie, like they're in the beginning, but like they're not on the journey.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, there's the Bergen couple was back.
Yeah, that was cool.
Also, but they had purpose.
Guy Diamond, or no, Tiny Diamond, that's his name, because it's Kenan Thompson. So they just brought him back for some reason.
yeah, he was kind of there. But yeah. Oh, did we both rate it? We did, huh?
Yeah, you gave it a 3.5, and I gave it a 4.
No, I gave it a 3. Yeah, let us know your thoughts on Trolls. And dude, we should make the plot of the next Trolls movie like,
dude,
the most tripping out of pocket thing.
I love the last dance. Well, not the one before the end where they do the perfect family harmony, like. That's the thing. They tied in the story much better, I feel like, in the music. Like, before they're just singing because it's fun and, you know, like, but.
And they sing, Trolls
almost
sing.
Almost every, like, musical number is, like, it ties in the plot somehow. Like, the, when they meet the first brother, it's technically second brother, the one, the dad. It's because they're, like, bonding again, you know? I'm like, oh, wow. And then, the perfect family harmony is so good because that's like what everything was leading up to. Again, like, and yeah, the stakes, I felt the stakes, like, you know, like they gotta like sing it right here.
I actually thought
that was awesome.
That the actual harmony could have been like more powerful. No, it was kind of like a little bit of a letdown because they, no, you don't think so? I thought they were going to go harder on the note.
They even got Poppy and her sister to sing, like. Like, it's not just, like, a family, like, you know, by blood. It's also, like...
But the actual note itself wasn't crazy, you know?
It was good. You just gotta rewatch it. It was really good.
I wanted them to, like, sing their asses off, but I feel like I could have got more, and I didn't.
And then the diamond went... And then it was, like, hard. It was like an anime where, like, they're all, like... They had that, like, they're posing like it was an anime.
No, yeah, I the visual was great. Like the actual the note itself, I expected more. That's all I'll say. I'll rewatch it. YouTube, and then I'll text you about this. If I'm wrong, I'll let you know. But that's what I remember. I was like bracing for that big note, and then I was like, oh, that was it. Like, you know. Anyway,
Poppy's sister was Camila Cabello, by the way.
Yeah, I did see that. She was good. I don't know about the sister thing. Like you said, it was kind of corny, but they made good use of it. It was good in the story and all that, so it's cool. All right. We just did like 20 minutes on Trolls, I feel like.
It'd be so good. Pretty sure it's in my top 10 of the year.
No shot.
Out of like
really?
50 movies, yeah.
Damn. Oh, we should do a top.
You can do it next
maybe
year.
Maybe we'll. Yours not yeah, over yeah, yet. Yeah. First episode of the year, we'll do a top 10 2023. Maybe. Probably. Actually, we should. Anyway, so to round it out today, honestly, this is a lot shorter
pretty
than
I
thought it would. Yeah. But to round us out today, we have Hunger Games, the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. And it's the. Prequel. I almost forgot the word. The prequel to the Hunger Games series. Bring up those notes. I did enjoy this as well, so I want to know what you think.
Oh, I want to know what you thought of the original trilogy because I don't even know what.
Okay, I know people like really love the original movies. I've never been like a huge fan of them. Like they're okay. I watched all of them.
I will say, They get a bad rap because the people like box it in with like Twilight and Insurgent, like Maze Runner.
Yeah.
But I honestly think it shouldn't. Like, it's honestly one of the better, like.
That's true. I do put them in a different class than all the other ones that you use. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I think Harry Potter is like a little different, but.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah. Continue.
No. I feel like it's in a. I feel like it's on another. I feel like
it has. I feel like it's between those maybe. Oh, yeah. What'd you say?
I feel like it has more to say. Like, it has something to say about war and politics and, like, the effects it has on, like, the people versus the government. Like, I feel like, and comparing it to, like, Maze Runner and Insurgent. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like these movies are on another level. Like, they actually have, like, this, I don't know. They also have, like, they feel, like, so epic, even though, like, the characters are, like, I don't know. Yeah, these movies are really well done, I feel like.
So, but you put it on Harry Potter level? Because I have it Harry Potter.
No, yeah, I think
than
I think
Hunger
it's
Games.
I think it's
than those other movies.
I think it's different from Harry Potter. Yeah.
Okay, continue with what.
Anyway,
give me notes.
So this movie, I put for my first one. Very good story. I thought it was epic. A lot of good moments. It was a movie, and I spelt it that way.
Movie.
Feels like a movie. It feels like a real, like, you know, go to the theater film movie.
Thank that, you.
You know, you kind of the reason why you go to watch something on the big screen. I think
you said it, Harry. Continue. Yep,
thank you. No, yes. Yeah, so, like, putting it in the putting in those three like chapters of like the chapter one before the game, chapter two the game, and then chapter three. I thought that was like that made it, that like separated the movie really nicely. Again, the actual game, I actually thought the games itself, I knew there's gonna be a lot of stuff after the games, so actually I was surprised at how long the games actually were, but knowing what I knew, I feel like that, but that's what people were expecting, so I don't know why I thought that, like, people want to see the games, like, that's why they showed up,
right?
But
yeah,
like,
the
so
actual
many good, like, movie moments though, like,
dude, I think it was just me, but it, like, bothered me. So I'm remembering, like, the futuristic portions of the, like, original Hunger Games.
Yeah,
and, like, to see it so, like, dumbed down.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, almost ancient, it almost, like, bothered me. It was, like, going back to iPhone 1 or something. But it was a cool, like, way to, like, portray it.
Because you even see, like, how they end up that way, too. Like, you see, like, the start of that.
So yeah.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, so that was really cool to see. Did you end up like rooting for Snow? Like,
no.
Like, no relating to him or anything like that.
Like, if anything, okay. So, I don't know if it's like rooting. I just like wanted to follow him. You know, like, I just want to see what this guy's doing. I don't know if
that's a good word,
like,
for it.
I want to see him like succeed or anything, but. There's an interesting perspective. I got a lot of reels of it after, and people in the comments were like saying, like, in the book, it's a book. Books are different, right? Because you get to see what's in their head, and they're saying like he is like a really like messed up person, and like I kind of wanted to rewatch the movie after because I wanted to see it. They're saying like the way he views everything is like power, like having control over stuff. It's like the way he saw Lucy Gray was like that was another thing that like he had control over. So, like, and he, like, they showed that constantly in the book, and I was like, oh, shoot, I didn't see it that way in the movie at all, but, like, maybe if I rewatched it and, like, knew that's how he was thinking, maybe I'd see it, you know? It's like, maybe kind of want to watch the movie.
Huh, but you can't give him, like, thought bubbles or voiceovers, because
exactly,
then it just gets cheesy and
so it's just,
weird.
Like, something, like, if you read the book, like, you'd know.
Damn.
Because, no, that's the thing, like, a lot of girls, you know, were, like, drooling over him. And so, like, they made them want to read the book, and they read the book, and they're like... They're like, oh, like it was like a huge turn off. Yeah, yeah.
One thing I could have, like, I guess this kind of relates to it. I felt like they could have given me more in terms of like showing his dark side, like, you know, because like you're saying, I kind of was like the same way. He kind of seemed like a good guy in the beginning to me. I don't know, he's just a kid who wants to make the place better.
But so if you have now that you know that perspective, you can kind of, you don't want to rush the movie, so you can, like, see that, yeah?
Yeah, and like there's parts where he like gets really angry and stuff, and it's like, well, chill, bro. And then you could tell he's like a little evil, but I wanted more of that type of thing. Like, I needed more signs, more show me more, you know?
Yeah.
It would have made his turn more powerful also at the end.
Overall, though, like, as a prequel, I feel like it does a super good job at, like, giving context to President Snow in the original movies. Because I rewatched scenes of him, and it's like, there's so much, like, there where it's like, holy shit. Like, there's, like it's so weird. Like, and then I rewatched scenes from this movie again, and it's just like, damn, like, I see that same person in there. Like, it's so, like, interesting. Like, there's one that I saw where it was, like, District 12, they're allowed to, like, leave the district, right, and go on to the forest and all that. In the Katniss movies, like, they're not allowed at all. Like, she has to go out and hunt outside, but that's, like, they're not allowed to do that. So, like, people are saying, like, he probably made it legal because of, like, everything he went through, you know? And there's, like, so much like that where I'm like, damn, there's, like, so much, like, good, you could call it lore, I guess, like, good lore there, like, this movie, like, puts in for those original movies.
That, now that I'm thinking about it, was that field that they were in, that was in, at some point, the Hunger Games, or could no? Am I remembering that wrong?
I don't know.
I haven't watched the original movies in a really long time, but now that I'm thinking about it, I feel like it was really familiar.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong. Yeah, his friend. Oh, okay.
Oh, yes. I thought they were saying Sir Janus, but his name is Sejanus.
Yeah. The whole, like, bird thing was kind of crazy to me. I didn't know that was a thing.
Like, in the original show, the Katniss movies, like, it sets up for why he hates that, like, her, because that's her whole symbol. That's a symbol.
Is her that's Jay. Right.
So it sets up why he hates that thing. And then, like, if you remember the second movie, her fashion designer made her dress that way, right? And
yeah.
And then he gets him killed off, and like in front of her, right? And it's like, but now you know why. Like thinking about it, like rewatching that, it's like, it made sense. But like thinking about it, it's kind of extreme. But like after watching this movie, like, oh, it kind of makes sense though.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot. Like, I don't know. It's just super good writing too. Like, they just know their like characters in the universe. Like, that's, you gotta respect that.
Yeah. Damn. So let's talk about the ending.
Yeah.
Lucy Gray. Was Lucy Gray the snake? Or was he the snake?
She wasn't the snake, bro. He texted me that. I'm like, and I was like,
bro, I was like, bro, she's a snake, bro. Justified villain arc.
She just caught the boy in his lie. And she was like, peace.
Man.
Oh, that's another one, too. That's another good one. In the Katniss trilogy, she's like, he makes a deal right away with Katniss, like, oh, let's promise to never lie to each other.
Yeah.
It's like, it's because he's a bad liar.
That's good shit. Yeah. I know,
there's so much. It's like so good.
Yeah. I kind of want to rewatch the original.
No, that's the thing, though. He's only in those movies for, like, overall, like, 30 minutes, I'm pretty sure. Even though he feels like a big, like, villain. Yeah, he's barely he's barely in the first one. Like, I know for sure.
Damn. Well, yeah. Anyway I was kind of so wait, they didn't. Okay, this is huge spoiler. Watch yourself. But they didn't show the whole. Well, actually, I'll try not to spoil it. They didn't show the entire ending. It was a little ambiguous.
Yeah.
What did you think of that? Because I normally don't
really. Lucy Gray's fate is what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. I think, I know, for the story itself, it's kind of irritating. But I think that's the perfect way, because we're in Snow's point of view, so that's the perfect way for him to be like you'll never know. Like, yeah, fuck you. Like, you know, that's good for Snow's character. That's how I saw it. Like, she could be out there, she might not be, and, like, he'll never know, and that's, like, that's just tragic for him. Like, that's another way to drive him to become this, like, evil, messed up dictator.
Okay, that makes sense, but I want to know. I want to know what happened. and I'm just left to be, like, maybe she lived, I don't know. Like, But him shooting at the trees, I liked. Like, the rage part, it was cool.
Yeah. Like, his acting was really good there.
Yeah, yeah.
I see memes of it, though. It's so funny. It's like me when I overact or overreact. Are you trying to kill me? Is he great? Are you trying to kill me? It's so good. And they, like, speed it up, so it's, like, really funny.
Man, yeah. That whole exchange in the cabin, too, was, like...
I know. Yeah. Like, damn, they're falling apart so quickly.
It was kind of tragic, I'm not going to lie. Because I don't know. Okay, like... I got the sense... Really
fast, though.
Yeah, I got the sense that he was, like, really with her, and he actually, like, liked her.
Yeah.
And he was...
I think so, too.
Kind of... Yeah.
But, like... I think what the movie's trying to show is, like... After this, like... There's no way he's ever, like... Getting redeemed. Like, the movie is all about, like, he's evil. He's this evil person. Here's this one chance of, like, if there's any chance of him becoming a good person, this was it. But, like, after this, no, like, it's done. Like, not, he's now, for the rest of his life, he's going to be this evil person.
Damn. Yeah. This is a tragic turn of events there.
He did make it, or... Oh, that was so... Yeah, the last part with his cousin again, like... He's like, oh, what do you think? Like, I think you look just like your father. And like, ooh.
Ooh.
That is like a movie line right there. I know. Yeah, that's so good.
Oh, man. Yeah. And he did get pretty menacing at the end.
Yeah. Snow, was but it like, snow lands on top or falls on
top? Oh, yeah. Oh, the bar, bro. You reminded me. He said when he was going to kill, or, I, oh, yeah, 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 when he yeah, killed yeah. Peter Dinklage, I don't know his character's name.
Oh, that was
really
interesting name.
Too, yeah. Yeah, with the whole, like, oh, your father and I invented the games.
Yeah, you think, like, Peter Dinklage is this villain, but he's actually, like, kind of the hero.
He's
not. Or, like,
not,
like,
yeah.
He's Oppenheimer. He's fucking Oppenheimer.
Yeah, oh, he is, actually.
Yeah.
Damn. And this snow lands on top. Yeah. Oh, my God. That line was crazy. Bar. That's like the best. That might be the best line I heard this year in a movie. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you.
It goes very hard.
Whoever wrote that was spitting. That was crazy. But, okay, yeah. What would you give the movie out of 5?
It could have been a 5 for me. I feel like, okay, I know the movie's already long. Even for, like, the person I watched it with, they were, like, when the games were over, they were, like, over it already.
Yeah,
I feel like that the third chapter where he's in District 12, I feel like that should have been longer because I feel like it's so, like, just like, oh, okay, we're going here, we're going here, we're going here. Like, we didn't have, like, time to breathe in that third part. It's because the movie's already long. But that's the only reason it's not a 5. It could have been an easy 5, but it, like, runs out of steam, I guess. Like, it kind of feels that third part is, like...
I don't think I felt it that way. I felt like it was... The pacing was fine in that part, just for me personally.
Yeah.
My thing, I just don't like the ending.
Oh, yeah.
Just not my... Okay, I guess the part of the ending with Lucy Gray's ending, most of it was fine. Like, the way Snow was acting was awesome. I'll go four and a half.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
Good. Yeah, it's really good.
It's really good. I hope they make another one.
They could. There's so many games. They could make all the games. There's like 70.
Yeah, they could. They could just keep going.
Dude, the actual games too, and like the host. Oh shoot, I'm frozen. Okay, I'm good. The host is really funny too. He's kind of an asshole. Like a good host asshole.
Yeah. Oh yeah. What was his name? He was the coin flipper guy.
Yeah, Lucky Flickerman.
Yeah. Yeah. okay, yeah, overall, like, definitely recommend seeing it. I was very skeptical because I was like, this is a cash grab, like, Hunger Games is over, it's washed, stop it, get out of here. But then I watched it and it was good, so
yeah,
go watch it.
No, me too.
Let us know what you
think. I remember when they first announced the book, and it was like fresh off of Joker too, so I was like, oh, they're just trying to do like this Joker thing with President Snow. But
yeah.
Then no, yeah, it added so much good, like, context to him. Like, no, yeah, I rewatched those scenes, and I just, like, I see that same character. It's so interesting. I have other notes here for
Very pleasantly surprised. Go for it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, so I'm gonna nerd out a bit about writing. I'm always told like what makes a good like lead character, you know. And a good example I always hear is Mission Impossible. Is you need to see your main character like making choices. And Mission Impossible does that a lot, where like, you know, Ethan Hunt is always making choices and whatnot. Did I cut out again?
Yeah, you cut out again right after you said the main character needs to make choices.
Okay. Yeah, did it go through where I was like talking about Mission Impossible?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And then yeah, this movie did a lot where like you constantly see Snow like about to make a choice and then he makes it, and that's really good. Like there's one where like he first meets Lucy Gray, and then like they're all getting in the truck. And you see him like oh, should I get in the truck with them or not? Like with the other tributes, that was really good. Like the movie does that a lot too. Another one was like, spoilers, but there's a part with the birds, and then he's like, yeah. And the movie takes a long bit where whether he like presses record on those birds or not, and I thought that was really good too.
Yeah. I did not. I don't have any more notes. I think. I don't know. I think it's just a really good movie. Happy I watched it.
Also, just like the title, Songbirds and Snakes was really good too. Like, I like the way snakes are always in the movie. Like, at the reaping when she got chosen, she put a snake in the girl's thing, right, in her dress.
When she's walking up. Didn't.
Yeah, and I thought that was interesting. I must have
missed that.
Oh no, yeah, because that was the mayor's daughter, right, and the mayor's daughter like. Put her name in there so she would get picked.
Oh, okay. When she got up,
she like put the snake in her dress and she's like screaming, like, ah! And then And then I felt like that tied into like when she was gonna win, right? That's not a spoiler. But that scene where she at the end of the games with all the snakes, I thought that was really good.
She was the songbird among the snakes.
She was like, she was like singing. And it like kind of mirrored when she, at the reaping when she was singing there too, so.
How did she get a snake under that scarf in the forest at the end? Get out of here!
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I get it. Like songbirds and snakes. Who's a snake? Who's a bird? Who's a snake? Okay. yeah, it was cool. Any other notes you got?
No, yeah.
What else you got there?
That was it.
Oh, that was it. All right.
I'm trying to think of any other like. The snow connections, because there's so many of them. They're so good.
You gave it a 4, right?
Yeah.
Damn. I was thinking when we give something a 5, we should play the Certified Hood Classic sound.
Yeah.
This is a Certified Hood Classic.
I want to use our soundboard more. Was my point. But anyway. Yeah. Good movie. Highly recommend. Shall I get into some housekeeping things to wrap us up?
Yes.
All right. So this is indeed our last episode of 2023. I will be flying home in the next week or so for like a month. I feel like personally, I won't speak for Alardo, but like me personally, I feel like I need a bit of a break. So, in 2024, we'll probably come back sometime in late January, if I had to guess. But in the meantime, me and Alardo are definitely going to go watch movies. So we want to try some live first reactions on Instagram and TikTok after we watch a movie. Since we're going to be in the same place. So tune in to TikTok and Instagram. Stay tuned in for that. Follow us on socials. Instagram at Mix Podcasting, MIX Podcasting. And TikTok is The Mix Pod. That's our TikTok. So go follow those places. We also post clips, updates, all those things. We also have a new YouTube channel as well. Alardo, what's the YouTube channel?
I'm frozen.
Oh, no, asked. Yeah,
the Mix Clips.
Go ahead.
There we go.
The Mix Clips on YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're going to post, like, like little our reviews more segmented, so like 5 minutes of us just talking about Hunger Games if you wanted to see that.
Yeah.
So you can get little bits of us if you would like. So yeah, go check that out. Go subscribe there. That would be great. Very helpful. Thank you. And yeah, if you like the live show here, please be sure to drop a follow here on Twitch. We do the show live here every other week. But like I said, this is it for 2023. We'll be back in 2024. I don't know what the slate will look like yet. There's probably going to be a bunch of movies that we're going to watch in the meantime. Maybe if we react to it on IG and TikTok, we probably won't review it again. Mm-hmm. I don't think. So we'll see what the new year has to offer. But yeah. Shout out to Nate for the 100 bits and for I bet you 315 for hanging out in our chat. And yeah, you have any final words of the year, Alardo?
Watch Trolls, band together.
Yeah, watch Hunger Games. Yeah. But yeah, that's gonna do it for us for 2023. And we'll see you guys next time on The Mix.